This is Dakota Datebook for March 19th. Today marks the anniversary of one of the most memorable basketball games in North Dakota history. It took place in the Bismarck Civic Center as the Hillsboro Burros took on the Epping Eagles for the 1977 State Class B Tournament. The Burros had been to state 8 times, had won back-to-back championships in 73 and 74, and had done so with an enrollment of 210 students. On the other side of the state, tiny Epping High School had a total enrollment of only 23, and during the late 1960s, they had suffered 96 straight losses. The Burros were led by legendary coach Ed Beyer, whose teams had come to expect winning seasons. In fact, during the Region 2 tournament, the Burros had overcome 5 of the state's top 10 Class B teams. Epping didn't even have a bus. By championship night, the team had taken on Cinderella status, and Hillsboro's starting 5 were booed before the game even started. Coach Beyer said, "I think we had better talent, but boy, they were scary. I didn't think it was going to be quite that bad. We were going to be the Lone Rangers on that one." The Eagles had the jitters and couldn't make their shots, and by the end of the first quarter, the Burros led 16-5. Then, during the second quarter, the Eagles settled down and started chipping away at Hillsboro's lead. Epping fought back, and by the end of the third quarter, Hillsboro led by only 5 points. In a call that's controversial to this day, the referee blew the whistle on Epping for carrying the ball, which cost the Eagles a made shot. It was a blow they couldn't overcome, and they lost 52-56. Despite their loss, the Epping players were treated like heroes. In fact, many people still mistakenly say they remember that game, the one where Epping won the state title. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Mary Helm. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.
Hey guys, shameless plug, but this podcast, you can now view it on Spotify, Google Podcasts, something called Stitcher, something Radio Public, something else, Breaker, I think. I'm not sure what it's called, but it's really pretty actually exciting because I didn't think this could do that. But yeah, so go check it out, and I will really like if you did that, and I will be listening and writing and ready for my next podcast update, so stay tuned for that, and bye. Love you. Mwah.